Hi there, 欢迎收听通勤学英语 Helping you learn English the most natural way. You are now listening to Daily English Shadowing with John. 如果你是常常收听我们节目的通勤家族，那在广听我们节目后，一定有发现自己对听全音的抗拒，以及句子和单字语感的熟悉度逐渐的增加。那再来，应该挑战什么呢？就可以强化口说啦。我们可以将你每集从听三遍缩减到听两遍或一遍，剩下的时间专注于朗读或跟读作为下一步的挑战。这周就让自己尝试挑战看看，欢迎在单集简介里的留言连结跟我分享你挑战的感想哦。 Are you ready? Let's get started! About Germany.Germany wants to reuse data center's heat. No one's buying it. Germany wants to force its power-hungry data centers to harness excess heat for warming residential homes, an effort which the industry warns is likely to fall flat. While in theory, an innovative way to reduce the industry's immense carbon footprint, experts have pointed to a flaw in the government's proposal.Potential recipients of waste heat are not being compelled to take it. The challenge here is finding someone who can use that heat economically, according to Ralph Hintman, senior researcher at the data center lobby group Borderstep. The energy efficiency law being prepared by the government aims to save some 500 terawatt hours of energy by 2030. Next article.German ballet director suspended over feces attack on critic. A German newspaper critic had animal feces smeared on her face in the city of Hanover by a ballet director who apparently took offense at a review she wrote. The Hanover State Opera House apologized for the incident and said Monday that it was suspending ballet director Marco Goke with immediate effect.The Daily Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reported that a furious Goke approached its dance critic, Wiebke Huster, during the interval of a premiere at Hanover's Opera House on Saturday and asked what she was doing there. It said that the two didn't know each other personally. He then pulled out a paper bag with animal feces and smeared her face with the contents before making off through a packed theater foyer, the newspaper said. Huster identified the substance as dog feces and said she had filed a criminal complaint, German news agency DPA reported. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。